Mega Peaches.
According to research, parents play an important role in helping children avoid risky behaviors, including smoking. The Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com offers advice from experts on how to talk with kids about not smoking, and downloadable brochures with tips on starting the conversation and ways to help kids handle peer pressure. For more, visit the Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com or call 1-877-PM-USA-WEB for a free brochure.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No Saddam trial anytime soon. In fact, a U.S. official is not ruling out the possibility the trials could be delayed for another year or more. The official who's involved with the tribunal that will be trying Saddam and 11 others briefed reporters in Baghdad today. The official spoke of the difficulties caused by worsening security in Iraq and by legal complexities, and there aren't any Iraqi lawyers who are willing to represent Saddam Hussein. The official wouldn't talk about a possible date for the trials, but virtually knocked down the recent statement by Interim Prime Minister Iyadallawi that trials could start as early as next month. Could take up to a year. Two former chief arms inspectors are questioning why a dozen Iraqi scientists are still being detained more than a year after declaring correctly their country had no weapons of mass destruction. David Kay and Hans Blick say the detentions appear to violate international law. Two of the detainees are women. Their release had been a key demand of militants who beheaded two American hostages in the last week. A spokesman for the U.S. military says coalition forces are authorized by a U.N. Security Council resolution to detain those who are considered a threat to the security of the Iraqi government. Federal Election Commission lawyers today propose presidential campaigns should be allowed to use limited individual donations to cover the costs of recounts like the one in Florida in 2000. The recommendation from the lawyers did not address the broader question of whether the campaigns could set up separate funds to collect unlimited donations to help pay for those recounts. The commission expected to consider that recommendation next week. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry's campaign asked the FEC this month whether it could pay recount expenses from its legal and accounting fund, which is financed with limited donations from individuals. If that fund couldn't be used, the Kerry campaign asked the FEC to specify if any restrictions would pertain to fundraising for recount expenses. President Bush's campaign urged the commission to allow the campaigns to collect unlimited individual donations for recount expenses. Ralph Nader won a battle to keep his name on the ballot in New Hampshire today. Democrats who challenge Nader's appearance in the contest may appeal the ballot law commission ruling. They allege fraud and deceit in Nader's petition signatures. Porter Goss sworn in at the White House today, director of the CIA. The former Florida congressman says his priorities include recruiting capable people and improving information sharing across the federal government and with state and local government. Word of thanks today from President Bush to kids who've been working to help survivors of the school siege that killed nearly 340 people in Beslan, Russia. Bush noting there has been an outpouring of compassion for the Russian people who he said were victims of an attack that sickened the world. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Huh? Come on, honey, get up. Time to go.
Go? It's so early. And it's Saturday.
Exactly. It's Kohl's Super Saturday.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday and get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like an extra 15% off all diamond jewelry, already 60% off. And an extra 10% off all dress and casual shoes and boots, already 20 to 50% off. Save 50% on select Mrs. Classic sportswear and find great brands of bras for just $14.99. Kohl's. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening when my guests and I talk about music, politics, and the world. We get to know our guests through not only their ideas, but through their favorite music.
This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Marshall Crenshaw. Marshall will bring his records in and give us all a little lesson on the Detroit that he grew up.
The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Friday evening, Two Seekers. That's right, it is Friday. One of my favorite days of the week, right? How about you? It's about 7 minutes past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. I think I mentioned in passing, pretty much in passing last night, Paula Zahn on CNN on her program last night mentioned that the election was over. George Bush had won. Because what Paula Zahn had up on the screen was an electoral vote map that showed all but about, I think, five or six states were red. They were Bush states. And everything the remaining five or six or ten or whatever it was were blue. And as Paula Zahn said, according to CNN's calculations, Bush has won 301 electoral votes. If the election were held today, Kerry would win 237 electoral votes. Only 270 are needed. And so the election's over. And I mentioned that in passing. I thought, well, you know, this is a typical CNN bias, typical news media bias, not just CNN. They're all sick. They're all bastards. They really are. Just complete liars and thugs working for the election of George W. Bush. But I thought maybe, on the other hand, it's just Paula Zahn getting a little weird tonight. Okay, well, guess what happened? Today, Kyra Phillips did the same story on CNN. Paula Zahn last night, Kyra Phillips today, and then Judy Woodruff, who looks like she's been through the famine that Candy Crowley caused. She did it tonight, this afternoon on Inside Politics.
The latest CNN electoral map finds George W. Bush adding to his lead over John Kerry. According to the latest polls and research by the CNN political unit, Bush has added New Hampshire and Iowa to his column.
Ah.
By our count, Bush would win 301 electoral votes if the election were held today.
Uh-huh.
Kerry would win 237 electoral votes. 270 electoral votes, of course, are needed to win the White House.
Well, thank you, Judy, for the excellent civics lesson. I really appreciate it. You know, electoral votes, let me see, doesn't it have something to do with voting? Yeah, aren't electors voted on by the citizens of the state in question? At least that's what I was taught in 10th grade. But I guess that's no longer applicable, is it, Truth Seeker? Now, all it takes is three news readers at CNN to close the subject out. Paula Zahn, Kyra Phillips, and Judy Woodruff. It's over. George Bush has won. According to the latest polls and research by the CNN political unit, Bush has added New Hampshire and Iowa to his column. I have never seen anything like this in my life. Never. Never. Now, you want to hear something worse? You want to hear something worse? What could be worse than that? Guess who is a Republican Party booster? Huh? Guess who? This is from the Asian Wall Street Journal, which is not owned by Asians. As we all know, there's a huge scandal festering at CBS. Dan Rather in 60 Minutes had the absolute temerity to put a story on the air that Bush got special treatment getting in and getting out of the National Guard in Texas, that Bush didn't show up, that Bush is a lying coward. They had the temerity to put that on the air. Oops, wait a second. Wait, stop. Hit the brakes. Some of the documents were wrong because they didn't have superscript. You know the story by now, right? Well, CBS is still involved in that. They've appointed a couple of people to conduct an investigation, one of whom, Richard Thornburg, has said many times, said in print, that he thinks CBS is a cesspool of lies. I'm paraphrasing. But now it turns out that the chairman of CBS's parent company, Sumner Redstone, he's the guy who runs Viacom. He calls himself a liberal Democrat. He went all the way to Hong Kong and dropped a little bomb. He said he's supporting George W. Bush. He calls himself a liberal Democrat. Now, he's the chairman of this entertainment giant, Viacom, which owns CBS. And he said the reason was simple. Now listen closely. This is why John Kerry, if he loses, will lose. Because people like Judy Woodruff and this crowd of jackasses at CNN declare the electoral vote over. Fox News Channel would like to open a vein in John Kerry's chest. Now Summer Redstone at CBS says the following. He was talking to some of America and Asia's top executives gathered there for Forbes magazine's annual global CEO conference. Sumner Redstone said, quote, "I look at the election from what's good for Viacom. I vote for what's good for Viacom. I vote today Viacom. I don't want to denigrate Kerry," he said, "but from a Viacom standpoint, the election of a Republican administration is a better deal because the Republican administration had stood for many things we believe in, deregulation and so on. The Democrats are not bad people, but from a Viacom standpoint, we believe the election of a Republican administration is better for our company." Viacom, not America. Not our country, not our institutions, no. Sumner Redstone, get your ass out of the Democratic Party, Mr. Redstone. Go away. You and that slime ball, that clear sill proving ground, Steve Forbes, shared the stage, and Forbes said, "Obviously, you're a very enlightened CEO, Sumner." Unbelievable. Now, this unexpected, let's call it declaration, comes at a time, of course, when this unwelcome spotlight is shining on Mr. Redstone and his board of directors because of the CBS airing of what everyone, according to the Wall Street Journal Asian version, everyone now believes was a fake memo alleging that Mr. Bush shirked his duties 30 years ago in the Texas Air National Guard. On Tuesday of this week, Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie alleged a leftist bias at Viacom. Really? Gillespie said on Tuesday, this demonstrates a serious lack of judgment, separate and apart from the lack of judgment demonstrated in running a report based on discredited documents. Is CBS News' decision to neither suspend nor release the producer who produced that segment a result of judgment clouded by Viacom and CBS owner Summer Redstone's role as a Kerry fundraiser? Ooh. A Kerry fundraiser. Now, Redstone's office immediately went into contortions, backflips, and overdrive, denying on Wednesday that he's raised funds for the Democratic presidential nominee, which is a lie. He has. Then came yesterday's I Vote Republican vow in Hong Kong. Now, Mr. Redstone was co-chair of Muskie's presidential campaign in 72. He's a close friend of Ted Kennedy. Monday's New York Sun, quoting the federal Election Commission, said that since 1998, Redstone had given $50,000 to the Democratic Party. He's also donated $2,000 to the Kerry campaign after supporting Al Gore in 2000. But he said, I vote Republican! I don't give any money to Democrats! Redstone wrote a book one time called A Passion to Win. In the book, he said, quote, from my early days, I have considered myself a liberal Democrat. I had no respect for Nixon. My efforts on Senator Muskie's behalf apparently landed me on Nixon's notorious enemies list. I took that as a badge of honor. If John Kerry loses, this is why. Sumner Redstone. Huh? What a creep. What I mean, how outrageous is this? How outrageous is this? This is, you know, this is Viacom. Well, Mike, a corporate officer can say anything. No, he can't. No, he can't. This is CBS. This is CBS. And NBC is owned by General Electric. And ABC is owned by the psychopathic Ronald, what's Eisner's first name? Michael Eisner. Disney. But here's Sumner Redstone. I look at the election from what's good for Viacom. I vote for what's good for Viacom. I vote today Viacom. I support George Bush.
Oh, everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful.
Everything I know about my country, I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I've got my TV, my car, and my gun. And the TV god watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world every night and day.
To succeed in today's economy, it's more important than ever to get a college education. The gap in earnings between workers with a college degree and those without one is higher than ever before. But here's a reality check. Whether a student attends college largely depends on the income of his or her family. Nearly 90% of students from families in the top quarter of the income spectrum attend college, but less than 60% of those from the bottom quarter do. The gap is even worse at the nation's most selective colleges, the schools that our future leaders attend. In the nation's top colleges, you are 25 times as likely to run into a rich student than a poor student. That's not the way it should be in the land of opportunity. At the Century Foundation, we have ideas for enabling everyone to have a chance to attend college. When we know the facts, we can find real solutions. Get informed. Visit the Century Foundation online at www.centuryfoundation.org. That's www.centuryfoundation.org.
This is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O' Franken Factor Factor, the best of The O' Franken Factor. When I listen to The O' Franken Factor Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O' Franken Factor Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O' Franken Factor Factor. The very best of the O' Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Twenty-one past the hour. Oh, the phone number here, by the way, is 866. It's toll free. 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Write it down because I don't say the phone number very much on the program. Huh? You noticed that, haven't you? Yeah, okay. So CNN, over the course of 24 hours, has three that we're aware of, three of their newsreaders, from Judy Woodruff to back to Paul Azan, declare the election is over. George W. Bush is elected. John Kerry just didn't quite make it. Sorry, the electoral count. And think about that for a second. They're not talking about polls. They're not talking about these half-witted polls. This has nothing to do with probable voters or possible voters or registered voters. They are using an electoral vote count. No one has voted in the Electoral College. They don't do that until when, Kathy? January? Months after the election. This is how much of a massive, massive prostitute for this administration CNN has become. You know, this time, if I become unemployed in radio, this time, Kathy, I'm not going to go back to CNN. That's always been my default position. Go back to CNN. Yeah, get a job as a producer or writer or whatever. Go to work. Never again. Never again. I will go. I will camp on the street. I will go to food banks and kitchens to get to feed my family before I go back to work for CNN. And then CBS's the Viacom chairman. They don't see a CBS. You talk about one of the reasons this country is in the situation it's in.
Well, Mike, you sound like you're 80 years old.
Yes, you know, the reason this country's in the shape it is because
What is I talking about? I know it sounds like an old man, doesn't it, huh? Reason we're in this... But don't you agree? When you have somebody like Sumner Redstone say, well, yeah, I'm a liberal Democrat, but I'm voting for Bush. You know why I'm voting for Bush? Because I look at the election from what's good for Viacom. Not even his own damn country. Have I mentioned tonight how much I hate these people? Have I? Well, I just did. Just like Mussolini said, don't call it fascism, call it what it is, corporatism. We're here. Do you have any doubt? When the head of Viacom says he's voting for what's good for Viacom, not America, not the American people, not this society, not this country, no. Oh, my God. Don't you ever feel like you just want to give up? I'm not going to. And don't send me emails saying, don't sound negative, Mike. Don't sound negative. We're going to win. Don't even send it to me, okay? I don't want to hear it, don't want to read it, don't want to see it. Do you know what the Kerry campaign has to overcome? An unbridled assault of lies and deceptions by this filthy, disgusting Republican Party. An ongoing, never-ending assault by the vermin, the cockroaches that infest talk radio 24/7 across the fruited plain, border to border, coast to coast. A news media that is nothing but a big prostitute for the Republican Party. And a population, that's us, which is grossly, undeniably, self-righteously ignorant. Now, how's Kerry going to overcome that?
Well, maybe if he didn't use big words.
Yeah, didn't we talk? When did we talk about that, Kat? Was that this week? Was that Monday or Tuesday? When he was using less than conversational, stupid American conversational words, and then I got a bunch of emails. Don't say that. You know what's wrong with using big words? It's astonishing, isn't it? Now, I don't need to talk to you about what whores, whores, what whores media have become in this country. How about this? A couple of days ago, we talked about it last night, three top aides to Tom DeLay, House Majority Leader. Really, he's the Speaker of the House. Denny Hastert is just his butt boy who stands out there. Hi, I'm Denny Hastert. Tom DeLay runs the United States House of Representatives. Three of his top aides were indicted on charges of illegally raising political funds from corporations in 2002 and then turning around using that money to support statewide candidates within the state of Texas to fund the gerrymandering, to make it, to take Texas and turn it into a whorehouse of nothing but Republican seats in Congress. That's what Tom DeLay did. Major newspapers carried the story. The evening newscasts on the three major TV networks did not. The Washington Post talked about the grand jury, the fact that it had not questioned DeLay or sought records from him. But that the fundraising activities in question, quote, were at the heart of one of DeLay's most cherished high-profile endeavors of the past several years, giving Republicans control of Texas, yada, 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 yada. New York Times, L.A. Times pointed out on September 22nd that the charges against DeLay's aides came at a time when DeLay himself was under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. ABC World News Tonight, CBS Evening News, NBC Nightly News, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, and Fox. None of them reported it. Not a word. But CNN stood up there and said, look at the electoral vote that hasn't occurred. Look at the map we have up for you. Look here. Two more states slide into George W. Bush's electoral column, said Paul Azan and Kyra Phillips and Judy Woodruff. Wouldn't you think that these women, these newsreaders, would have just a sliver, a shred of self-respect? To the point that when they were asked to do a story like that, they would look at the squirmy-ass little producer standing there and say, no, I'm not going to say that. Because that will mislead the American people. I'm not going to do it. You'd think that, wouldn't you? Well, if you'd think that, you'd be really wrong. This is the Mike Malloy program on Air America Radio.
What I should hear and see.
This year, I'm hearing two kinds of political humor. Type one is the standard fare of Leno, Letterman, and that crew. Easy, cheap shots that are rooted in media stereotypes. You know, George Bush is a moron, John Kerry is a flip-flopper, that type of joke. These are to humor what Chicken McNuggets are to cuisine. They make us laugh, McNuggets will fill you up, but they also reinforce all that's stupid, shallow, and incurious about our political culture. Empty humor calories. The other kind of humor makes us laugh while cutting towards some deeper truth. Okay, so George Bush is thick as a brick. How does he get away with all this stuff? While Daily Show host Jon Stewart interviewed news guy Wolf Blitzer recently, Stewart, in his funny, unique way, asked Blitzer how the mainstream news corps had been so unskeptical of the Bush pretext for the war with Iraq. And there, in the midst of a comedy show, Blitzer cops to groupthink on the part of the media. You could surf the news channels for weeks and never find that insight into today's politics, but it was there on a comedy show. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
It's Kia Fest, baby. Crazy deals, groovy cash back at the model year-end clearance event. Like 2,000 cash back on the Kia Sorento, the stylish SUV with a 10-year warranty. And qualified buyers get an additional $2,000 competitive bonus. It's Kia Fest. Come on down to your Kia dealer now, baby.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. Competitive bonus available to current owners of select non-Kia vehicles who purchase a new 2004 Kia Sorento. Must take delivery from retail stock by 9:34. See retailer for incentive and limited powertrain warranty details or go to Kia.com.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be tough.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Ring of Fire.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I hope you'll join me Saturday on Ring of Fire. We'll get my buddy Mike Papantonio of Pensacola on the phone, and we'll see how he's holding up in the wake of Hurricane Ivan. Then we'll turn to a different kind of turbulence, David Duke, the former Klan leader who is now out of federal prison and hatching all kinds of plans to help his white supremacist followers infiltrate the institutions of hometown America. Ring of Fire this Saturday on Air America Radio.
27 before the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. One more thing here I want to bring up right away, and then we're going to go to your phone calls a little bit earlier tonight. Oh, by the way, to the folks at Democratic Underground, yes, Molly had a poop. Our nine-week-old baby finally pooped! I don't mean she hasn't had a poop in 9 weeks. She's 9 weeks old. She hadn't had a poop in 5 days. Now, we understand. When you breastfeed a baby, sometimes they can go as much as a week without pooping. But it's unnerving, you know. I mean, think about how you would... Well, you're not breastfed. But it's, you know, most of you are not breastfed. But so today, it was around 4:30. There was a veritable fountain of poop. It was just like a Bush cabinet meeting. It was just poop all over the place. And we watched. Yeah, when you have a new baby, you watch, you know. Okay, here, let's get the diaper off. Oh, look at that, you know. And I kept seeing there. Well, there's Rumsfeld. Yep, okay, there's Bush. Hey, look, there's Rice. Oh, my God, look, here comes Tom Ridge. So anyway, to our friends at Democratic Underground, little nine-week-old Miss Molly had a major poop today. And we're never going to bring the topic up again because apparently babies who are breastfed don't poop as often as babies who are bottle-fed and yada yada. And it's been a long time since I've had an infant the age of Molly. So I just, and besides, the other kids were all bottle-fed, I think. Oh, well, who knows? So I'm sorry, I don't mean to destroy your evening on talk radio with a report on my daughter's poop, but, you know, I brought it up earlier in the week, and some folks at Democratic Underground, I noticed on their web postings tonight, did Molly poop? So I just said, okay, never again. We're going to bring it up. Now, one last thing. We also mentioned, I think it was Wednesday, about the Republican Party mailing out to potential voters in Arkansas and West Virginia, that a mass mailing that said liberals were going to ban the Bible and force gay marriage on everybody in the country. Ban the Bible. Now, the Republican Party finally acknowledged, yeah, we sent it out. It said the mailings were part of its effort to mobilize religious voters for President Bush. In other words, the Republican Party says, yeah, we'll lie to them. And they are so stupid. First of all, the rednecks are just West Virginians and Arkansans. They're dumber than dirt. They're just hillbillies. They're just southern jackass hillbillies. We've been jerking them around since Strom Thurmond days. Actually, we've been jerking them real good since Nixon. So now what we'll do is tell these dumb rednecks, these dumb, ignorant southern rednecks, that a Kerry administration would ban the Bible. And you know what? They're going to believe it because they're just dumb hillbillies. Did you know what? If you took the state of West Virginia and flattened it, it'd be the biggest state in the Union. Because they got so many mountains and hills there, and it's just loaded with these tree-climbing monkeys that we call hillbillies. They are stupid in West Virginia. They are stupid in Arkansas. So we can get away with this. We send it out to the pastors and the church congregations, and we say, guess what? Guess what, you dumb evangelical morons? Guess what? They're going to ban the Bible. My God. The mailings, I'm sure you're familiar with, and that included there's an image of the Bible labeled banned. And a gay marriage proposal going on in the background labeled allowed. The mailing to Arkansas residents warns, this will be Arkansas if you don't vote, you dumb tree-climbing hillbilly redneck freak. Huh? How about that? And a similar mailing was sent to West Virginians. Hey, you dumb white people, you stupid morons. That's what the Republican Party is saying. How do you feel? Huh? How do you feel? How do you feel, West Virginia? How do you feel, Arkansas? Huh? And the Republicans, these disgusting liars, they will tell lies about anything and anybody. How can anybody vote Republican ever again? How can you do it? A liberal religious group, the Interfaith Alliance, said A spokesman, Don Parker, a spokesman for the Interfaith Alliance, said what they are doing is despicable. They are playing on people's fears and emotions. Well, that's right, Don, but it's the Republican Party. What do you expect them to do? That's like running over a skunk and saying, damn, that stinks! What do you expect? This is the Republican Party. They do nothing but lie. They use fear and terror and lies and deception. They are killers. Christine Iverson, a spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee, confirmed that the party had sent the mailings.
Yes, well, that's right.
I like the way the New York Times put it. The mailing is the latest evidence of the emphasis Republicans are putting on motivating conservative Christian voters to vote this fall. With lies. With lies. Now, they don't try this unless they know it works. And you folks wonder why evangelical, these conservative Christians, especially here in the South, turn my stomach. I was brought up conservative Christian. I understand these people better than they understand themselves. Inbred, stupid, unable to think clearly, and they get something. Do you know how many, if they sent out 50,000 of these mailings, I'm just picking a number out of the clear blue. If they sent out 50,000, do you know how many folks who got these things are going to say, yeah, damn, we're going to ban the Bible? Probably 49,500. They are that stupid. They are that ingrown. And the Republican Party knows it. Or does the Republican Party just think they're that stupid? An editorial a couple days ago in the Charleston Gazette in West Virginia, for example, asked, holy moly, who concocts this gibberish? Most Americans see morality more complexly, the editorial said. Many think a higher morality is found in Christ's command to help the needy, prevent war, pursue other humanitarian goals. Churchgoers of this sort aren't likely to believe childish allegations that Democrats want to ban the Bible. Well, Charleston Gazette, I'm sorry, I've been around enough of these. I've lived in the South for 40 years. I know how these people think. These white, Southern, Christian evangelicals. I've watched them. I've watched them. I've watched them since the Nixon years. I've watched them be jerked around and manipulated and turned inside out. I've listened to people like Zell Miller go crazy. I've watched it happen. I've lived here. I am white. I have lived in the South for 40 years. I am male. And I was brought up an evangelical. I know how these people think. And if it didn't work, the Republican Party wouldn't do it. And, of course, the Bush campaign is very confident about its so-called religious appeal. Yeah, we know what we're doing. The mailing tries to appeal to those who those so-called Christians who say they worry that legal rights for same-sex couples could lead to hate crimes laws that could be applied against sermons of Bible passages criticizing homosexuality. You see this kind of thinking? Well, we can't pass hate crimes laws or protect the queers, because if we do and we stand in the pulpit on Sunday and we say that in Leviticus it says you're going to have your heart ripped out and eaten by dogs if you lay with another man, well, hell, we could be charged with a hate crime. And some of these thugs cite the case of somebody named Ake Green, a minister in Sweden, who was jailed in June for a month for a sermon denouncing gays as sinful. That's Sweden, you morons! This is America! Yeah, but over here, they'll cut your heart out and feed it to dogs, Mike. You don't know, you're going to burn in hell, Mike. Mr. Parker of the Interfaith Alliance said, I think it's laughable to think that someone could be arrested for reading out loud from the Bible. Well, you may know that, Mr. Parker, and I may know that. But you're a liberal churchgoer. I'm a liberal atheist. And we understand how easily manipulable these people are. You're going to burn in a lake of fire! You are, you sinner! You're going to be stuck there forever watching your old lady do it with demons! While snakes, scorpions, and spiders eat on your body, that's what's going to happen to you, boy. Unless you get right with God and vote Republican.
Richard Land, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, said, "Well, we have the First Amendment in this country, which should protect churches, but there's no question that this is where some people want to go. That reading from the Bible could be hate speech."
The Southern Baptist Convention is a nest of hate speakers. They are vile. They are ugly, ugly, ugly people. I'm talking about their souls. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. A picture of the Bible with the word across it. Banned! We're going to get your Bibles. We told you dumb hillbillies 4 years ago we were going to come and get your guns, right? Now we're going to come get your Bibles. And next, 4 years from now, we're going to come and get your firstborn. And 4 years from now, we're going to come and rip your guts out and eviscerate you and make you eat your own bile. And 4 years from that, hell, we'll think of something because y'all are dumb and stupid and you're going to vote Republican. And this is so effective, we're going to send this trash crap into Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama. And we're going to tell them over in Alabama that if John Kerry's elected, they're going to send an army of liberals down to castrate all the men. That'll get you to vote Republican, won't it? Hallelujah. Can I get an amen here? Can somebody give me an amen? Thank you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They're going to ban the Bible. And your sons and daughters are going to be sodomized by New York queers. They're going to come in here from San Francisco and Manhattan, and they're going to take your sons and daughters off into the woods and do things to them. Vote Republican. Oh, my God.
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One Services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
West Virginia and Mississippi and Alabama. You all got a pretty mouth, you know that. And I tell you what else, we uns up here in the Republican Party, we want to tell you that a Democratic administration is going to come and get your Bibles.
How can people be that stupid? It's just... All right. David is calling from Spokane, Washington. David, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Fine. You know, at the beginning you mentioned the CNN projected the election. It almost sends a message. It's like, why should we bother vote November 2nd if they've already called it?
Yeah, my point exactly. I hate these people. I just loathe them.
And
that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got you. Thanks, David. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, that's the whole point. David's absolutely right. And David put it much more succinctly than I did, for sure. But you have over a 24-hour news cycle. You have three, and I don't know if more did. I would assume that other news readers in the CNN stable said the same thing that Paul Azan started last night. Kyra Phillips added on to today, and Judy Woodruff is still repeating this evening. Well, if you look here at the electoral map, not a poll, not Zogby, not Pew, not no poll, not CBS, NBC, ABC, USA Today. Oh, no, the electoral vote map, for God's sake. Man. Tim is calling from New Hampshire. Hey, Tim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. My bad.
No problem. And congratulations on baby Molly.
Oh, yeah, right, man. We're real happy.
Yeah, I'm a new dad myself, and I understand exactly what you're talking about, the poop there.
About the poop thing, yeah. It can be unnerving, you know. It really can. Because you know a little kid, a little baby like that, they can't just do the little baby thing all jammed up.
Well, it also makes them, their behavior change when they can't go.
Oh, she got real mellow. Boy, I'll tell you, this afternoon after she had this massive poop, she just got all happy and sweet again and pleasant and just gooing and giggling and laughing and smiling and, you know.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And I guess you and I are in a club that only dads can be in, so.
I hear that. But anyway, the real reason you called, Jim.
Oh, well, let me tell you about my day today, and you'll get the point by the time I'm finished, all right? I listen to Air America Radio every day. I'm almost fanatical about it. I think you provide a balance that's much needed. And
Thank you, and bless you for tuning in all day. Bless you.
Thank you. And I admire your courage. Your show in particular has a little more bite to it than some of the others, and I just think you're doing an important job.
You were listening today, and...
Well, I was listening today, and you're talking about polls, and,
yeah.
And you know, I live in New Hampshire, which is a pretty Republican area.
Uh-huh.
You know, we got a Republican Governor Benson, who's got his own set of scandals and cronyism, and everyone I work with is Republican, so I'm hearing constant shrill all the time, I feel like a little bit isolated sometimes.
Yeah.
So you give me a little bastion of freedom. But I started out this morning, and even on Air America Radio webpage, it said it had a link to the Wall Street Journal, of all places, showing that, for one thing, New Hampshire was solidly in the blue, and for the second thing, as far as the Electoral College predictions, which I understand your viewpoint on that, who cares about predictions? It only matters when the electors cast their vote.
Mm-hmm.
But I was encouraged and surprised to see that New Hampshire was solidly in the blue.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good thing.
And, it just occurred to me while I was waiting to talk to you that on the on National Public Radio on my way home, which I listened to also, they declared a bit of news that Nader was on the ballot as of today based on a court decision.
Right, right.
And then I'm listening to you tonight, and I hear that things have gone the other way, and I've logged back onto Zogby's poll, and it's solidly in the red now. And you know, it's a downer for my day, but you're right. I shouldn't take it too seriously because these are just polls, and
I think it's outrageous. I mean, CNN or any of these toy news media organizations, any of them, can publish any damn poll they want to publish. But to start tampering with what appears to be electoral votes, just like our caller from Spokane said, a lot of people are going to look at that and go, well, you know, maybe they half paying attention to it. They just go, well, what the hell? Why vote? I would think that mostly Republicans would think that. I don't think Democrats are that just bones stupid. So I'm hoping a lot of Democrats will look at that and just get even more pissed off and more determined to come rain, snow, hurricane, or whatever, to go vote as many times as you legally can, 6, 8, 12, 40 times. If you can figure out a way to do it, do it. You know, when they're sending out letters that say Democrats are going to ban the Bible, for God's sake, then I think it's time for Democrats to get creative. If we can figure out a way to vote twice, 6, 8, 30, 60 times, do it.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a big fear in my heart that, you know, I believe, honestly, if the numbers just speak for themselves and every vote really counted, it would be an overwhelming victory. But I don't trust, I hate to say it, I don't trust our government enough. I don't trust us enough.
Why do you hate to say it? Don't hate to say it, Jim. That defines you as a thinking, rational individual when you say you don't trust the government. We're talking about this government. We're talking about this corrupt neo-Nazi political party that's taken over the United States. There's no reason to trust them. Everything they do is a lie, whether it's taking us to war or trying to retain their hold on power, whether it's in Texas or Arkansas or West West Virginia doesn't make any difference. They own the news media. They own all three branches of government. What the hell is left? So don't, you know, no, don't say, gosh, you know, I feel bad about saying I don't trust this government. I wouldn't trust these bastards as far as I can throw the Chicago.
I hear you. And, you know about the conspiracy theory where all these polls cover.
Yeah.
Or statistical cover for a close election that goes the way I would.
I know,
like.
And then the Republicans can screw it up again. Hey, listen, we got a boogie. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you checking in, and I'm glad you have empathy for my poop thing with my baby. Thank you, sir. Take care, all right?
You too. God bless you.
Back at you. All right, quick break, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us, please. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Get up. Time to go.
Go? Oh, it's so early. And it's Saturday.
Exactly. It's Kohl's Super Saturday.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday and get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like an extra 15% off all diamond jewelry, already 60% off. And an extra 10% off all dress and casual shoes and boots, already 20 to 50% off. Save 50% on select Mrs. Classic sportswear and find great brands of bras for just $14.99. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Fantasyland. John Kerry's campaign today rejecting President Bush's charge that Kerry's attacked the credibility of the interim Iraqi Prime Minister. A Kerry spokesman says the White House has been offering a fantasyland view of Iraq, and Kerry's just trying to point out the facts. Speaking in Philadelphia today, Kerry promised to wage a tougher, smarter, more effective war on terror, and he vowed, "I will never take my eye off the ball." In the speech at Temple University, Kerry outlined a 7-point plan to battle terrorists around the world and accused President Bush of botching the fight since September 11th. Kerry says the president outsourced the hunt for Osama bin Laden to Afghan warlords who let him get away and then rushed to war in Iraq, which he called a profound diversion. Following the lead of the Bush campaign, John Kerry's presidential team launching a new TV ad tomorrow that broadly refers to his party's agenda and gives him access to as much Democratic National Committee money as he wants. John Kerry and the Democrats have a plan for the middle class, the ad says, while claiming big differences between the party's economic agenda and that of George Bush and the Republicans in Congress. Kerry's campaign and the DNC are splitting the $2.5 million cost of airing the ad in 14 battleground states. Democrats adopted the joint ad strategy after learning that Bush advisors had started orchestrating a larger ad campaign than thought possible under the campaign finance reform law. That law limits overall spending by presidential candidates to the $75 million for the general election campaign. The political parties can also spend another $16 million on campaign activities, including radio and TV, in coordination with the candidates. The president's campaign said they can tap as much party money as he wants so long as the ads mention other candidates for Congress. And now the Kerry ad folks are going to do the same thing. California could get sweeping greenhouse emissions rules. Air regulators in the state of California have approved the world's most ambitious curbs on car exhaust. The new rules aim to cut the greenhouse gases said to contribute to global warming and could change the way the nation fights air pollution. Regulations adopted by the California Air Resources Board after 2 days of debate. They aim to cut emissions from cars and light trucks by 25% and SUVs by 18%. Auto industry representatives had opposed the rules. The industry had threatened to sue. The board staff maintains And they only add about $1,000 to the price of a car in California. The industry claims $3,000. Yom Kippur in Israel, the Friday night arrival of the Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur. The state of Israel has been shut down, essentially. Borders are sealed, airports closed, TV and radio stations off the air. Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, when Jews around the world fast and ask forgiveness for their sins. This is Air America Radio News.
We're here at Kia Fest 04 and the model year-end clearance event. Everyone's getting groovy deals, like $2,500 cash back on the Kia Sedona minivan with a 10-year warranty. And qualified buyers get an additional $2,000 competitive bonus. It's Kia Fest at your Kia dealer now. Peace, baby.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. Competitive bonus available to current owners of select non-Kia vehicles who purchase a new 2004 Kia Sedona. Must take delivery from retail stock by 9/30/04. See retailer for incentive and limited powertrain warranty details or go to Kia.com.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Laura Flanders.
Are women voters really drifting towards W? We'll believe that when we see it. But in the meantime, we'll take a look at social control under the Bush patriarchy and ask, are you feeling the W effect? We'll also hear from reporters Gary Young of The Guardian and John Lee Anderson just back from Iraq on international perspectives on U.S. election coverage. And a Clinton will join us for our Artists Live Hour. Kate Clinton. She's campaigning for girly men and for women with guts. That's on The Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. 6:30 past the hour. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. If you're just joining us, man, you missed just a dynamite hour and a half of the program so far. But we're glad you're here. Better late than never. Right? Right? Jack is calling from Australia. Jack, welcome to the program.
Mike?
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Yeah, there we go. I just wanted to, I think you're making a very good point that the badly educated and the narrow-minded are the ones who are supporting this guy. And I
absolutely.
Think that's reflected pretty well by some of the BBC, a poll that the BBC was reporting. In Norway, for instance, 74% of poll respondents supported Kerry against 7% for Bush. Germany, 74% for Kerry, 10% for Bush. And I think, you know, it's the West Virginians and the Alabamans who are holding this guy in power, and that's pretty depressing considering he's from from a totally different class from what they are. These are hillbillies. This guy is a real elite, you know, multimillionaire.
Well, it's the way the Republican Party has for 35 years treated white Southerners. The Republican Party treats white Southerners like they're mules. That is, they are stupid. They cannot take commands unless they're hit upside the head with a 2x4. And once they are hit upside the head with a 2x4, the mule will do whatever the mule driver wants it to do. And that's how the Republican Party looks at white Southerners. The Republican Party has written off black Southerners. They don't even try. But with white Southerners, the attitude is, these are the dumbest people in America. They're easily motivated by three things: gays, guns, and God. That's all we have to do. Tell them the queers are coming, that the liberals want to get rid of God, and that John Kerry's going to take away your gun, and we got them.
What depresses me, though, is the fact that I don't think Kerry's carrying the message very well in the same way that someone like Howard Dean was in the primaries, that the economic agenda has to be pushed in those areas. And he's now starting to talk about the war a bit more. That's good, but that's not going to win him the support where he needs it, I don't think.
You know, I cannot fault Kerry. I've faulted him enough in this election cycle, but I can't fault Kerry where it concerns the response of white evangelicals here in the South. You can take a white evangelical, one of these religious freaks, and you can show him or her as much truth as you can dig up about how the Republicans are destroying that white evangelical's way of life, making sure that white evangelical's children are going to be paying for Bush's tax cuts for the next 40 years. You can show them all of this stuff. You can show the white Southern evangelical that America is less safe than it was 3 years ago, on and on and on and on. And it doesn't matter, because that white Southern evangelical would look you right in the eye and say, yes, but George Bush is a godly man. You can't overcome, Jack, religious superstition. I don't care what you use, you can't overcome it. And that's what we're stuck with in the United States, is religious superstition that goes all the way down to the core of these people. They will vote against their own self-interest over and over and over again because they are religiously superstitious and easily manipulable. That's just the way it is, man.
It's hard to take, especially from down here.
I understand. That poll you're talking about, what was it, 33 of 35 countries around the globe said that in the polling gave overwhelming majorities to John Kerry. It's a damn shame that the world can't vote. The world should be able to vote on the President of the United States, since he has so much effect on what happens all over the world. I would like to see universal voting. Let everybody on the planet vote for either Kerry or Bush. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would, but I mean, we don't even get a chance to support campaigns that we like in the U.S. with funding. That's restricted by U.S. electoral law, for instance.
Yeah, that's true. But, Jack, good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in from Down Under. I appreciate it.
Australian Bureau Chief?
I think we have a Melbourne Chief. Where do you live?
Melbourne as well.
Oh, you live in Melbourne. What part of Melbourne? North, south, east, west. Northeast, all right. Then we will make you the Northeastern Suburban Melbourne, Australia Bureau Chief. How's that?
There we go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for checking in. Australia. All right. Carl is calling from the Bronx. Carl, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How about you, sir?
Oh, man, you know, I love your show. And the only show that I've been listening, I listen to all the shows all day, every day. The other show that I seem to like almost as much as yours is Unfiltered in the Morning.
Well, yeah?
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. They had a real good show today. What I like about you is you come across with so much information. Sometimes it's hard to absorb it. Like, I need to record you, and then I need to record you so I can hear everything you say. You have so much information.
Well, everybody on this network, I hope you're listening other than just my program. And what was the other one you said you listened to?
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered, yeah. That's Janine's program, right?
No.
I'm sorry. Unfiltered. See, I'm new here. I'm the new guy on the block. That's in the morning, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you need to listen all day long. Here's what I want you, Carl. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do nothing except listen to Air America. Okay. Quit your job. Stop everything. Just sit in front of the radio all day. Will you do that for me?
I do it every day anyway, so it's not a problem. I even study listening to Air America.
Well, bless your heart. We love you.
I have a very big question. It's very important to me because this issue seems to have, like, basically dropped out of existence, and I'm very curious about it. Randy Rhoads, on her show, one time mentioned about the Geneva Convention and how basically what Bush has done has gone against the Geneva Convention, and
right.
basically he's guilty of war crimes.
Yes.
And so they had a lawyer when he was looking into it that they were able to get a letter that or a statement made that basically was told predated, like, before the Geneva Convention, so that he could basically escape responsibility for being convicted or brought up on war crimes against other countries.
Yeah, and that's so George Bush. Yeah. Say what?
I'm wondering why no one is talking about it, or what the story is about it. How come it wasn't even followed through?
Who would you want?
They're getting on Dan Rather. Why can't they get on this?
No, who would you want to talk about it, Carl? I mean, not want. Who would you expect would talk about that? Somebody on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, CNN? Who? Who? Yeah. Well, nobody. Well, nobody.
Why can't Kerry or somebody bring that out? I mean, really?
Because as soon as Kerry did, Judy Woodruff or Candy Crowley or Paula Zahn or whoever would say, well, once again today, John Kerry tried to assassinate the character of our beloved Christian president, George W. Bush. Or a variation of that. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, but if it's a crime against other countries, he should, be held responsible. I just don't understand why...
I know.
You can be so blinded by this. It's unnerving.
If you want to get the truth these days from any form of media other than Air America Radio Network, you have to go to either Doonesbury or Boondocks, the two cartoon strips.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Go to Boondocks or Doonesbury. Or Air America. I don't know where else to in this country. I don't know where else to tell you to go.
Oh, man. So, but now, is there any accuracy to that statement, though? I mean, did he really try to get, did he really get a letter stating beyond that so that he can get
If you heard it on Randy Rhoads' show, it's absolutely true.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know, because Randy usually is pretty well-informed.
That's right. If you heard it on Randy Rhoads' show, it's true. Nobody on this network puts out false information. You have to go to Rush Limbaugh, the pig man, or Sean Hannity, the baby Jesus, in order to get the lies and distortions. But like I said, if you heard it on Randy's program, it's absolutely true.
Oh, man.
Carl, I got to move on. Thank you for checking in, my man. I appreciate it. Behave yourself, study, do good, and, good luck, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, Carl, take it easy. Quick break here, Truth Seekers. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
Well, the bombs you've dropped and you shot, it's all in the name of you. While the people beg for mercy, gave no relief. There's blood on your hands, mister. You'll answer for one day. And the tears you shed, Jesus washed the bloodstains from your hands. We'll welcome you into that peaceful land. Will he forgive the killing, the war you have planned? Will Jesus wash the bloodstains from your hands?
You work hard and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save $550 on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs, plus you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $550 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st, not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Bruce is calling from Austin, Texas. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I've got to tell you, you're one of the few people I hear anymore who's getting any mileage out of the First Amendment.
Yeah, we're becoming a smaller and smaller group, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, the reason I wanted to call is you really got the conversation off to a good start talking about the crapola on CNN. I don't even have cable. I refuse to pay to watch commercials, so I don't...
Yeah, well, that probably makes a lot of sense to do it that way,
yeah. I'm spared it, but, you know, I'm not despairing. I'm really saying, you know, I'm not surprised by the media doing all this stuff. I mean, you know, they're corporations. They know where their bread is buttered, and they're out to, you know, the ends justify the means, and getting Bush, you know, the chimperer back into the office. But I don't know if you've been watching the polling stuff, but, you know, there's been some very interesting reports about, like, Gallup poll. Owned by a, you know, a Bush-supporting Republican.
It's been
revealed that they are oversampling, they have this expectation that 40% of Republicans are going to turn out, but only 33% of Democrats will, and that's actually been, like, the reverse of the last several elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was this, Bush cited in his, that crazy press conference he had with Alawi, saying that, you know, 51% of Iraqis are all happy with all this stuff. And turns out the poll was done by the International Republican Institute or something like that. And
yeah.
You know, they're making this stuff up as they go along. So, you know, here in Austin, I'm a union officer, and we're about to head up and go block walking for a Democrat to try to knock off one of the crazed Republican scumbags who, you know, attacked teachers and public school employees in our last legislative session. And the people I'm talking to are really motivated. But, you know, I just want to get the word out there. You know, go read some recent stuff on Michael Moore's website. There's a lot of, you know, people, you know, don't give up. Don't despair. We're going to kick this guy right out of office in November. And don't be surprised about what you hear in the media. I mean, that's, you know, that's the height of naivete if you're taking these people seriously at all. Is this making any sense? Hello? 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 Mike?
Are we back? All right. I think Ashcroft weaseled in here. Bruce in Austin, are you there, Bruce? Let's cut some music. Okay, Bruce in Austin, Texas. Okay, can't hear Bruce. Pamela in Brooklyn? Can't hear Pamela in Brooklyn. Okay, so maybe we're not back. But on the theory that we are, and just the phones aren't working, one of the topics that I wanted to bring up tonight is this thing that I told you about that was on counterpunch.org, where the media is focused on CBS and the Bush National Guard documents, but let's look at other forged documents just for a second. The Bush administration's forged war that has cost 1,000 American families, their sons, husbands, fathers, brothers, and a few of their sisters, daughters, and mothers. Another 7,000 to 8,000 American soldiers have been wounded. More than half too grievously to be returned to combat. Many have lost arms, legs, eyes. And what have we achieved with these enormous casualties? We have committed war crimes by bombing residential neighborhoods and killing thousands of women and children. We have made ourselves infamous as prison torturers. We have created an insurgency we cannot put down. We have given bin Laden an enormous boost in credibility. We have lost the world's sympathy. We have aroused massive anger from Muslims the world over and started a process of Muslim reunification. We have wasted $200 billion that had high opportunity costs in terms of real needs that went unmet. We made these egregious mistakes because the Bush administration and the President of the United States used questionable documents that Dan Rather and CBS would have rejected. And you have to ask yourself, why is the front page story CBS? Why is not the front page story the forged documents the Bush administration used to take us into war and to commit mass killings? Huh? Is that a fair question? Are we back? Oh, we're back just in time to take a break. All right. Sorry for the interruption, folks. Apparently, we lost power. We'll be back in just a second. Do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
To be self-evident, well, this is evident, yeah. In the American way, you must get in the share, take. I will tell you what is moral and what's just. If I want, because I will, because I can. So
there was dirt, water, and air, and it was good. Once, Planet Check.
Lights, camera, action.
Green Treks is all about telling stories that change the world.
That's Tim Schlitzer, president of Green Treks Network.
Our belief is a lot of stories that are being told about the environment aren't really ones that help change it as much as help put more fear in people's lives.
Think globally, act locally.
What people really act on is when they see somebody locally doing something.
Think the sun don't shine in Philly?
We just broadcast the story about a family who switched totally over to solar power in Philadelphia, and because they generate so much energy, their meter runs backwards.
After the story aired, folks were calling asking how they could do the same.
Most responses that we got were, I didn't know you could do that in Philadelphia.
Find them online.
GreenTreks.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Hello, this is Rush Limbaugh, my friends. And you know, throughout the years, I have done ads only for products that I personally believe in. But because I spent so much money on my drug habit, and not just the drugs themselves, but on bribing my maid, I will now personally endorse anything. And that's why I'm so pleased to speak on behalf of the hilarious new comedy album, The O'Franken Factor, the best of The O'Franken Factor. When I listen to The O'Franken Factor, I laugh so hard, I split my pants. Take it from the Rush Bow, The O'Franken Factor, new from Artemis Records. Okay, I knocked that out. Where's that one for Fahrenheit 9/11?
The O'Franken Factor. The very best of the O'Franken Factor. Available on CD from Artemis Records. In stores now.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley Saturday for the best of Morning Sedition. Immediately following the crappy junk from Morning Sedition, we've got Pulitzer Prize winning cartoonist Art Spiegelman. Plus, we've got occasional doodler Bev Harris drilling into black box voting. And a report from Iraq from compulsive crosshatcher Borzu Daragahi. All that and a trade surplus of liberal agendas. Saturday's best of Morning Sedition.
Okay, welcome back. 27 before the hour. We had a temporary meltdown there. I guess it's all taken care of now. Bruce, back to Bruce in Austin, Texas. Bruce, you can hear me now?
I can hear you, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. The magic of radio. Now, where were we?
Oh, we were talking about how they're screwing around with the polls.
Yeah, well, that's
Well, one of the things that I had just heard in following some of the people who are tracking actually the electoral map polls were that there's been some really bizarre and unbelievable wild swings. Like, I think they said that Oregon had this, you know, gone from a strong Kerry to weak Bush in a matter of days. And in the last couple of weeks, you know, Kerry was really down in the after, you know, Bush's so-called bounce after the RNC. You know, and I think in the last week there was like a 99 electoral vote shift over to Kerry,
mm-hmm.
showing that was, I mean, I think some of the stuff that was showing that the race was really tightening and essentially tied.
Right.
So I'm, you know, and as I was saying earlier, you know, I really think there's a huge push to demoralize Democrats and progressives and liberals and try to have us stay at home. And to tell you the truth, I'm beginning to wonder if they overplay their hand and start trying to convince people that, you know, it's a shoo-in for Bush, that maybe Republicans will stay home and say, hey, we're going to win anyway.
That thought occurred to me because I agree with you. There is really a conspiracy. I mean, let's face it. Small c, it's not the vast right-wing conspiracy. It's a conspiracy of corporate America, the corporatists, the neo-fascist corporatists, to make sure that this useless blob of humanity, George W. Bush, gets another 4 years in the White House. And it's a real shame because media that was charged, at least theoretically or spiritually or ethically, to sort out the lies and the deceptions, have become participants in spreading the lies and the deceptions. And it just breaks my heart, you know, to know that this is happening in my country and that it is so difficult for folks like you and me, for example, to struggle against this. Now, I realize that the numbers are cooked. I realize that it's all a lie. And I also realize that if enough Democrats and progressives turn out and vote, that Kerry will win. But that does not deny the fact or abridge the fact that media in this country and corporate America is conspiring against normal working Americans who just want to live their lives in order to put Bush back in for 4 years. It just makes my heart break.
Well, I don't want your heart to break, Mike. I mean, you're as a father of a new baby girl myself. I've got a 15-month-old Julie here, and
oh yeah,
guy. And I'm glad. Also, by the way, kudos on Molly's poop.
Thank you. Right.
You know, we have to remember. I think I don't know if you know who Utah Phillips is.
Utah Phillips. Why does that name mean something to me? I'm drawing a total blank.
He's made a couple of albums with Ani DeFranco of old Union songs and progressive.
Okay,
songs.
There you go, there you go. I think we have some in our library here. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Oh, and oh, by the way, also kudos on your music. It's fantastic.
But that's what that's Kathy does that. Kathy Bay, our producer, does all that music, and yeah, she's real good at it.
Oh, hugs and high fives to her then.
There you go.
You know, he says that probably the most radical idea in America is a long memory, and you know, when you remember. And we need to remember that, you know, I think it was Madison who said that, you know, he wrote the Constitution to protect the minority of the opulent from the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And the first Supreme Court Justice of the United States, his name escapes me, said that the people who own the country ought to govern it.
That wasn't...
You know, this has been the game from the go.
Right, exactly.
But the thing is, But folks like, you know, hopefully we're in good company, you, me, and a lot of other people have managed to, you know, advance human freedom against the domination. And, you know, I'm never going to give up. I mean, I'm confident, you know, even if, you know, the chimperer manages to pull off another theft of an election, you know, I'm just going to use it to organize.
I don't mean to give the impression that I'm ready to give up. I'll never give up, whether it's raising a baby at my age or struggling for progressive ideas or reestablishing a democratic republic in this country. You know, I'll never get up. It can still break my heart, though, to see media in this country become such whores, such soulless sellouts. And I got to stop saying whores, not because it's a bad word, because it denigrates sex workers who do what they think they want to do, I guess. And news media is so much lower on the scale of respect than your average streetwalker. And but that's the part that breaks my heart, because I come out of that background. I have worked in the news gathering and news disseminating business for years before I got into talk radio. And I came out of CNN into talk radio back in 1984. And it kills me to see this going on. When Ted Turner owned CNN outright, this kind of crap never would have happened. You never would have seen CNN putting up an electoral map 6 weeks before the election and declaring it a winner for George W. Bush. Ted Turner would have taken those people and just beat the hell out of them, then kicked them out of his network. But it never would have happened to begin with. And the pigs, the Time Warner pigs who own CNN now, and then the Sumner Redstone at CBS. Can you imagine back in the day of Edward R. Murrow or Walter Cronkite, the head of the company that owned CBS, saying, "Well, yeah, I'm a liberal Democrat, but I'm going to vote for George Bush because that's the best for our company." I mean, it's an outrage. That's the part that breaks my heart. But no, I'm like you. I'll never give up. Oh, hell no. I'll fight until they pry this gun from my cold, dead fingers.
I'll keep up the good fight, man. But, you know, I was just blogging. Actually, Noam Chomsky has a blog now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ZNet.org. I encourage people to go read it. And he's always a... That's my little girl. he's been saying something. He's always a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, he is.
That you know, the media actually now, because with the blogs, with the internet,
right,
but also just with the multiplicity of voices, yeah, it's still corporate dominated, but they have to try so hard to get their propaganda message out amidst all the other, you know, stuff that's out there. And then actually, he points out that the media is a hell of a lot better than it used to be back in the, you know, in Vietnam. I mean, they were, you know, no one for years. I mean, we were carpet bombing Vietnam, and everybody was applauding, you know, until really like 66, 67.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, basically the people who own and run the country basically came to the consensus that, well, we can't win this. We need to cut our losses. And then, you know, also, you know, when Richard Nixon got going with his enemies list, you know, well, you know, Chomsky was on the enemies
list. Oh, sure. Well, I wish I could...
Well, IBM's Tom Watson was on it, too, and these people can defend themselves.
Yeah, I wish I shared Chomsky's point of view that the media or news gathering or whatever, news dissemination is improving. But I just can't do it. But anyway, you're right. There is a multiplicity of sources out there now if people would just go and get them. Bruce, I got to move on. Thank you so much. I'm sorry for the phone screw-ups. Thanks for holding on, and I appreciate you checking in. You have a good weekend, okay?
Peace out.
All right. Back at you. Now, Pamela is calling from Brooklyn. Pamela, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good night.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm quite well, thank you. I was listening to your earlier comments regarding the campaign that the Republicans were doing in West Virginia with the Bibles. And I was on a website last night. I think I kind of was Newsweek or WNSB.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there was an article there where the Republicans were also targeting Catholics. In order to get the Catholic vote, they were pushing this thing that Kerry is pro-abortion.
Right.
Which he's not.
No, he's not. Of course he isn't. Right.
So that's what they're doing. And there was this gentleman who said, and this amazed me, he said he actually realized that Kerry is going to be bad for him and that Bush is going to be bad for him and his family, but he has to vote for Bush because of the abortion issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not wrap my mind around that somebody's going to vote for something that is not true. You know, this is not Kerry's, that's not Kerry's position on abortion.
Right.
And apparently,
I've said this before, I've said this for a couple, 3 years, everything that comes out of a Republican politician's mouth is a lie, and 90% of what comes out of a Republican, just a rank and file on the street Republican, is a lie. And the reason that 90% of just average Republicans lie is because that's all that's been fed into their empty sponge-like brains. And it's a shame. Nothing that is said by the Bush crime family or any Republican politician is even remotely connected to the truth. And that is provable just 100%. And but again,
why would people take that?
I don't know. Earlier in the program, another caller and I were trying to figure it out. Why people will specifically and deliberately vote against their own self-interest.
It comes to me, it has a cult-like
yes.
feeling to me.
Yes.
It's like what, you know, Jim Jones in Guyana, when he told, you know, they have this cult-like, whatever it is my math attempt to do, I'm going to do that, I'm going to think that. They can't think for themselves.
Yeah.
And a part of me almost want Bush to win, because I hate to think that Kerry will win and he has to go in and clean up this mess and have to be faced with the deficit and all that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Why not let, you know, let Bush win and let them go back in and let them
what
they're going to think 2 years from now?
You know, I've thought that myself, but the answer to that is very simply.
I'm going to suffer too.
I think it's bigger than that. If Bush manages to steal the presidency again by whatever method that they use this time, then representative government in this country is finished. That's the end of it. And that's why, you know, that's why Kerry has to win. Kerry has to win.
But I just want to make one quick point.
Very quickly, very quickly.
Today, again, I was reading on The Nation that Kerry has not been targeting his base. He has not been going after the black vote like he should.
Well, yeah, and that's a shame. And if he doesn't understand that Americans of African descent want nothing to do with Bush, and if he doesn't glom up that vote, then he's toast.
Yeah,
Pamela,
I
got to leave it there. I got to leave it there. Thanks, Pamela.
Okay.
Appreciate your call.
If you need to change the subject, it's a dandy. If you want to wag the dog, it's like falling off a log. It's so easy with propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Try and convince the
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is
been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Coming up after the next break at the top of the hour, we've got some sound bites from Bunny Pants, President Bunny Pants, at an event in Janesville, Wisconsin today. I want you to hear these. It's a typical bat squeeze that he comes up with, but just stick around for that, okay? Okay. Rose is calling from Sunset Hills, Missouri. Rose, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Rose?
Okay. I think the Democratic Party here in Missouri is being creative. That early on, you know, like March or so, I decided I had to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I get these emails, and I go to house parties, and I go to women for Democratic Women for Kerry. Get-togethers and various things like that. But today, or yesterday, I got the best email that announces all around the state this. group, Faith, let me get the exact name of the group, People of Faith Events for Carrie Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And best of all, the events are scheduled in these towns like Liberty, Missouri, where mm-hmm. Bush had gone a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And Jean Carnahan is going to be the main speaker there,
mm-hmm.
talking about her Baptist faith and her support for Carrie. And then Springfield, where Shaney was not too long ago, and Rolla, and then in Joplin, where Bush had also been.
Right.
So I think this is great, you know, that you know, we are, in our quiet way, are showing the people that Democrats also have faith.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Rose, and I hope it works. And that's what we Democrats have to count on.
Yeah, I think that Democrats,
rank and file Democrats, can organize and do these sorts of things. And step away from this vile, nasty media we have. Step away from the lies put out there by the Republican National Convention Committee. Step away from the garbage flushed all through our system by right-wing talk radio, which is 99.9% of talk radio. And that's what I'm counting on. I'm hoping. I see it
on that too, and I think I'm seeing it. I also make phone calls for Carrie, so I talked to people, and I mean, I have talked to like one man who said, oh, of course, Bush, you know, because of the abortion issue, you mm-hmm. know, and gay rights comes up and that stuff. But, you know, on some days I get phone calls, you know, and I...
Well, do you ever come back and you say, well, but Bush, the Bush family is and always has been pro-choice.
Barbara Bush said it.
Barbara Bush said it when her husband left office. Laura Bush has already gone on the record saying that abortion should be few and far between, which is what pro-choice people say. Now, ask the next person that says that to you, just say, well, what do you think would happen if Barbara or Jenna, one of the twins, got pregnant with somebody that they hated? Do you think that the Bush family would allow an abortion? And, of course, the answer is hell yes.
Oh, I know they would. But you can't, you know, I don't even try to talk with them. I just say thank you. And
I know.
Because you can't argue with them. I decided, you know, months ago, I'm going to speak up for Carrie because I live in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was Gephardt's district, and then they redistricted. You know, redrew the line.
Right.
No longer I'm in the stupid Aiken district,
mm-hmm.
who was the one with that, put the amendment on the floor to about the flag, you know,
right.
Under God.
Right.
With Jim Talent, our, you know, great senator.
Yeah, it's wonderful what Republicans do, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was talking to my neighbor. And you know what comes up when you start talking? Oh, Clinton killed 30 people.
Oh, talking about Arkansas. Yeah, the trail of corpses in Arkansas, at least according to Jerry Falwell. I know what you're saying. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Rose, I got to move on. Rose, I have to move on. Good luck with all this. Stay in touch and let me know how it works out, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, you have a nice evening. Ron is calling from Maine. Ron, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, and thanks for holding on.
Yeah, no problem. I just had something sort of followed up with the caller from Texas said earlier.
Okay.
You know, about the polls.
Yeah, yeah.
I was reading an article in USA Today, and it's got Bush with anywhere from a slight to a commanding lead in most of the swing states now.
Mm-hmm.
More amazing to me was the fact that Minnesota and New Jersey are supposedly dead heats. I've lived in both of those states. No way.
It does seem odd, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. I know Minnesota especially, the DSL.
Mm-hmm.
No way would they go Republican, I guarantee it. I mean, what are they doing? They're just pulling the statistics out of their butts or something?
Well, I, you know, like we've been talking about tonight, media outrage is kind of the, or outrage at the media, I should say, is kind of the subtext of the program tonight, because of the lies and deceptions that are being put out there mm-hmm. by now so-called mainstream media. I mean, Fox is fringe. They may have a huge audience as far as cable is concerned, but Fox is a fringe network. They're for the crazies in society.
Yeah,
but CNN and MSNBC and CBS and ABC and NBC, you know, that's where normal people go, or at least that's where normal people were going to get news. And now what they're getting is the same kind of garbage and lies and deception that you get from Fox. And it's enough to drive a man to drink, isn't it?
Absolutely. I didn't even hear about this CNN thing till I heard it on your show.
It was awful.
I'd just been upset all day.
That's how we felt. You know, we saw it last night on Paula Zahn, and then again today on Kyra Phillips, and then again this afternoon on Judy Woodruff, and it's like, what the hell are you people doing?
By what right?
They own the airwaves. There was a time, I'm so old, I remember when the airwaves belonged to the people, but not anymore. They belong to the corporations that have the frequencies for the TV and the radio, and except with Air America. Other than that, you know, if you listen to stuff that's out there, it's going to pollute your mind and give you acne and bad skin and diarrhea.
And if you're a progressive, it's just going to depress you.
There you go. Ron, thanks for checking in, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it.
Love your show. Bye.
Thank you, sir. All right, we have a break here. When we come back, Bunny Pants, in his own words, lying through his teeth. You'll hear lie after lie after lie, and it will just jump out at you. You won't need me to interpret it. Stick around. This is Air America Radio Network. I'm Mike Malloy.
According to research, parents play an important role in helping children avoid risky behaviors, including smoking. The Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com offers advice from experts on how to talk with kids about not smoking, and downloadable brochures with tips on starting the conversation and ways to help kids handle peer pressure. For more, visit the Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com or call 1-877-PM-USA-WEB for a free brochure.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money, big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden. Florida is bracing for another hurricane, and residents in the storm-weary state are getting ready. Hurricane Jean is expected to make landfall by Sunday morning. Jennifer Praugo is a National Hurricane Center forecaster who lives in the Miami area. She says lessons have been learned from three previous hurricanes that have struck Florida this season.
Unfortunately, with this state, I think people learned from the last couple of storms, heading north is not going to get you out of harm's way. And maybe the best thing to do is to hunker down, go to the shelters, and do it that way.
Florida has been hit by hurricanes Charlie, Francis, and Ivan. President Bush is criticizing Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry over Kerry's critical remarks about interim Iraqi Prime Minister Alawi. Campaigning in Wisconsin, a key battleground state in November's presidential election, Bush accused Kerry of questioning the Prime Minister's credibility.
You can't lead this country if your ally in Iraq feels like you question his credibility. The message ought to be to the Iraqi people, we support you. The message ought to be loud and clear.
Bush called Iraq the central front in the war on terror. Senator Kerry has criticized Bush for painting a picture of Iraq that is too rosy. Activists say they will pass on protests at next weekend's World Bank meeting so they can focus on the presidential race and unseating President Bush in November. The groups will turn their attention to a planned march in Washington, D.C. to protest the Iraq war. Debate has ensued over whether a mysterious 911 call to Paterson, New Jersey police was real. Steve Sandberg reports.
Is it or isn't it a hoax? Broadcast reports say Tuesday's mysterious 911 call, allegedly from a 4-year-old girl named Jessica, has been traced by Paterson police to a 17-year-old prankster.
No, there's no confirmation in regards to this.
Police Chief Lawrence Spagnola insists the aggressive investigation continues into whether or not Jessica's call claiming her mommy had been hit and had stopped breathing was real.
I can't say one way or the other. I can't honestly say one way or the other.
Calls offering assistance have been pouring in as police work with cell phone experts to trace the call. Steve Sandberg, Paterson.
A high school reunion in Maryland is inviting only white students who graduated before the school was integrated. Tomorrow's gathering is for alumni who graduated from Washington High School in Princess Anne between 1940 and 1969, the last year the school was segregated. Kirkland Hall is the former head of the Somerset County NAACP. He says the white-only reunion is a step backward for race relations.
It seems like with this reunion that's coming up this weekend, it just intensifies and defeats everything that we've been trying to fight for.
Reunion organizer Mickey Wigglesworth tells the Baltimore Sun that he never intended to exclude blacks or anyone else. He says a limited number of former students are invited because the county civic center can only accommodate 600 people.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Listen, Thunder, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Randy Rhodes.
Governor Howard Dean.
The real problem is this presidency is such a failure. First president to lose jobs since the Great Depression, to make sure that 500,000 children got kicked off health insurance.
Well, he did that in Texas, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, he lost 200,000 of those kids lost their health insurance in Texas while he was governor.
Right.
This is not a guy that you want to have lead the greatest country in the world, because if you have him lead it very long, it won't be the greatest country in the world much longer.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Hey, we're in the home stretch. Coming up in just a few minutes, President Bunny Pants today, his remarks at some Focus on Education event in Janesville, Wisconsin. And no, we don't have any. We don't have him quoting anything about education. But some interesting comments that he made nonetheless. Stick around for that. Derek is calling from New York City. Derek, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, Derek.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
You are.
As long as they keep getting away with calling us the so-called liberal media, I think that they're going to get away with a lot of stuff. And I kind of like the word whore, because I think Judy Woodruff is the biggest whore at CNN. And I think, you know, she always talks negative about John Kerry and what John Kerry needs to do. And Paula's on pretty much the same way also. Paula always wants to focus on CBS and the polls, and even when people she has on the show don't want to talk about them. Mm-hmm. It's like the whole network is in the toilet, like they're trying to be Fox Lite. And the only thing credible on CNN, if you want to call it that, is Lou Dobbs. And it's disgusting, and it's like, I'm glad I have Air America, and I swear I don't know what I would do if there were no drugs on this planet, because if John Kerry's elected, I would become sober. It's like, undecided, who the hell is undecided right now? Like, if you're undecided, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And it's like Kerry in a landslide. It's like so-called liberal media that's out there. It's like, when we complain, they just say we're being Democrats. And it's crazy.
They're really trying to rig the election. You know, when you combine media and the lies put out there by the Republicans, like sending these poor chumps in West Virginia and Arkansas a mailer that says the liberals are going to ban the Bible.
It's like, come on. Like, the thing that I really find most disturbing is that they claim that, why do you hate America? Why do liberals hate America? Why do Democrats hate America? It's not about that. I think that pretty much, I know I'll get a lot of flack for saying this, but I think the Christian fundies are no different than the Islamic fundies.
Yeah. Like, oh, sure, you know, sure. Oh, I agree.
It's no different. It's like you're fanatic. You have this neocon version of the world that you want to, you know, import your ideas. I think that the people in Iraq don't want this form of democracy. It's like they have been accustomed to living a certain way for so long. And it's not to disrespect them or anything, but, you know, me being a black American, somebody who looks at people that say, you know what, don't come here and do this.
Well, you know, if the people of Iraq are ever given a fair chance, that means no Saddam Hussein, no George Bush, no U.S. military, no secret police. If they're ever given a fair chance, I don't think that so-called American democracy is what they're going to elect to have at all. That's being rammed down their throats, first by this Paul Bremer thug, first by the U.S. military, and then by this Paul Bremer thug, now by this this puppet regime that we've established there. You know what? I said this a couple of months or several weeks back. These countries like Afghanistan, so many of these Muslim countries, they have used a system of family connections and tribal law, and the Holy Quran. This is what they choose. Now, somebody can make the argument, well, they choose that because that's all they know. Okay, fair enough. If that's true, then let the people of Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan and Pakistan, all these countries, educate themselves. And if they want a different form of government, by God, let it be organic and grow from within their country, not imposed out of the barrel of a gun or a missile strike.
Amen. And people are forgetting that they are using that rich uranium or whatever that is on those bombs, and that it remain around for 4.6 billion years.
Depleted uranium, it's
exactly.
Killing our people.
And it's genocide in a sense.
Sure, sure it is.
Like I heard Randy today, I'll make it quick, that she pretty much said that John Kerry does have a vision for it, and it's like, you know, have the troops trained outside of Iraq so that they don't get blown up trying to go defend their country. And it's sad, and I really think that anybody that thinks that Chimpy McFlight suit deserves to be in office really, really needs to have their heads examined. And you guys at Air America are doing a really great job of informing the people, and I just want to commend you guys.
Well, thanks, Derek. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling. You have a good weekend. All right, sir. Have a good weekend. Yeah, this idea of the Iraqi police force, the Iraqi military, that Bremer dissolved both of them. You know, put 100,000 people, essentially put 150,000 Iraqi men out of work, said, piss off. We don't have anything for you. Get out of here. If you don't get out of here, we're going to go loot. the insult, the denigration, the just the horrible insult. Can you imagine an occupying army coming into our country and telling our military to piss off, and telling our police forces get out of town, and telling our oh man, it's just beyond belief. It's just beyond belief. Was Saddam Hussein a bastard? Yes, absolutely. Class A, top of the class, an absolute scumbag who should have been taken out and shot by his own people. And would have been had we not spent 12 years denying the Iraqis medicine, food, spare parts, on and on and on until they hated us more than they hated Saddam Hussein. Oh, well, the U.S. military is going to be welcome with the flowers and, well, I won't go there. But and of course, and that did not happen. It did not happen. I don't know. The arrogance here is just unbelievable. And we're going to pay for it. We are paying for it. 1,043 American soldiers are dead for nothing. Nothing. Think of the suffering. As many as 30,000 Iraqi civilians dead for nothing. God. Joe is calling from Manhattan. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I love your show. I look forward to listening to it every day, really.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Just a couple of quick things about this poll business with the negativity sort of trickling into the Democrats' psyches over the CNN and USA Today, and they're all saying Bush is going to win, Bush is going to win, Bush is going to win. That's, you know, as Michael Moore said in this editorial that appeared today, apparently, on ZNet.
Oh, put your hankies away?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, he said, you know, this is all part of the spin strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to just get us to stay home. And something happened to me. You know, I went to the hygienist, the dentist, today and got my teeth cleaned. And my hygienist was saying, oh, Kerry's going to lose. She was wringing her hands.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, he's not. And I went down to this bike ride that they have every Friday night.
Yeah.
One last Friday every month.
Critical mass, yeah.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. It was like the police were there telling us, you know, you can't process on bicycles. And everybody was saying, well, you know, there's like 600 of us, and, you know, we can just go wherever we want to go. And so we just rode up Park Avenue en masse at a certain point, and, you know, they just had to sort of stop traffic and let us go on through.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I'm one of the reasons I'm looking forward to Election Day, because, you know, the people are going to realize that we're the ones with the power to make the change.
Now, Joe, that's very true, provided there's one huge proviso here, and that is the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives, the America lovers, the people who think this country should be more than George W. Bush, if we don't go to the polls, every single damn one of us, okay? I don't care, black, white, Latino, gay, straight, Jew, Gentile, I don't care. Every single real American who can't stand what this crime family has done to our country, if we sit back on our asses and say, well, yeah, but you know, it's raining. I couldn't get there. Man, I had something to do. If that happens, we've lost it and we're never going to get it back. Never. If Bush serves another 4 years, our system of government is gone.
Yeah. No, well, that's why Kerry, there's still 6 weeks till the election, and this is why down the stretch we're going to see Kerry's going to be such a strong leader, because he's going to show us we've got to put away our hankies, we've got to get to the polls to get him in, and we're going to do it on November 2nd.
Let's hope that happens. Joe, good to hear from you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in, man. Have a good weekend. Quick break. We'll be back. This is the Mike Malloy Program on Air America Radio Network. Stay with us.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. I say, preacher man, don't tell me heaven is on the earth. I know you don't know what life is like.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
About 21 past the hour, right after the next break, we're going to do the Bunny Pants, his remarks today at an event in Janesville, Wisconsin. From Atlanta, Hamza is calling. Hamza, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, Mike Malloy?
Hey, it's going great, Hamza.
Great, great, great to hear you. Hey, by the way, kudos to Molly.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Molly. Molly appreciates the congratulations. She pooped, and that's all that matters, man.
Oh yeah, because I feel your pain. I'm also a 14-month old. I got a 14-month son, and I exactly feel your pain. But anyways, my point is, I want to talk about this neo clown, this Ayatollah.
Yeah.
These people are brutal.
Yes.
And they're dangerous.
Yes.
Speaking as an immigrant, a Muslim, and a black man, I fear for my life from these people. And I'll tell you why. If anything happens, God forbid, if anything happens like September 11th again, believe me, these people might put all of us in a conflict because they have no ethics, no rights, they don't care about people's rights or anything like that. And furthermore, what happened to Cap Stevens the other day? We're fighting a whole plane because there's a Muslim man in there.
Right.
These people, I mean, I'm not saying in the sense of they care about only Muslims. They don't care about their own people over here.
I know.
Whether you're Christian, you're Jew, Gentile, Muslim, they don't care about you as long as they get what they want. And that's my major, major concern about these people.
Well, it didn't take you long to figure out how things work here, Hamza.
Well, I've been here, actually, I've been here for about 11 years. I came over here with nothing, thinking I was coming, and I knew I was coming to a great country, giving me all the opportunities.
Right.
I set up my own business, a trucking company, and I got to where I wanted, but right now, if these people go in there for another 4 years,
Right. I hear you.
It's just a matter of pray. Because, believe me, I have no faith in these people whatsoever.
Well, listen, Hamza, I'm glad you called in. I hope you're going to call again. Next time you call in, I want you to have a better phone connection because we're having trouble hearing you, okay?
Okay, my brother. Take care.
All right. Same back at you. Have a good weekend. That we were just talking about the other night, weren't we, about how the reason people come to this country, you know, they know more about the opportunities here than most of us Americans. Okay, maybe that's not true. But they know more about our documents, our founding our institutions. They understand to a degree that Americans don't how precious freedom is. And it's we don't understand the preciousness of freedom, not because we're morons, although we are, but because we've never lived without freedom of what we perceive to be freedom. And then along comes George W. Bush and the Patriot Act and the deliberate allowing of an attack against this country to instill fear. And then the perpetuation of fear. But I think about immigrants that came to my grandfather was an immigrant who came to this country. Because, of course, that was a different time. But he was treated like scum because he was Italian. This is the Italian side of the family. And this is back in the days, it wasn't long before we had Sacco and Vanzetti case. And that was in what, Kathy, the 1920, 21, 22, somewhere around there. My grandfather had been in this country about 25 years by then, but it didn't matter. He was dark. And he spoke with an accent. And my mother was dark. And they used to come up to my mother, she told me, before she died many times. She told me they would come up to her in elementary school and say, "Your dad carries a knife, doesn't he? He's a wop. He's a dago." But my grandfather came here and he made a hell of a lot of money. And he lost about 80% of it in the stock market crash in 1929. Then he made a hell of a lot more. And left all kinds of trust funds. But people come to this country because the opportunity, and then they get here, especially. Can you imagine people in the past, say, 5 years, 6 years, who came, busted their ass to get here, spent money, borrowed money, got here, just in time for the Bush crime family to take over, just in time where Muslims are treated as the way we treated Native Americans or the way that we treated blacks. People who came from repressive governments or societies with repressive governments, they come here and they see what the Bush crime family is doing and what are they supposed to, what do they say? Uh-oh, I've seen this movie. I've lived this movie. I've been here. But this is supposed to be America. This is supposed to be where I can come and freedom and yada yada and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Ah, but your skin is dark. Ah, but you're a Hindu. And see, most Americans, especially law enforcement, I'm not talking about you cops, you know, I'm talking about here in the South. A lot of cops here in the South, they can't tell the difference between a dark-skinned man, whether he's Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist, or whether he's from India or Pakistan or some country in Africa. Can't tell the difference. Hey, man, you're wearing a turban. What are you, one of them terrorists? I feel so much safer now that Cat Stevens has been denied entry to this country. Don't you? You know. Anyway, Hamza, glad you're in America. I hope you last, pal. Here's a guy, Hamza, a dark-skinned man with an accent who's a Muslim, comes to the American South. Hamza, hang in there, dude. Watch your back and your sides and your front. Quick break. We'll be right back. And the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, oh, I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars, I'm a new Jersey Turnpike. They've all come to look for America.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Out of stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Unfiltered.
On the next, Unfiltered! It's our continuing crazy, sexy, cool look at candidates in important races. Who has Alan Keyes as their crazy neighbor? Christine Sigelis, Democratic congressional candidate in Illinois, is here. And who wants to score a Pennsylvania hat trick on Dennis Hastert's boy, Mike Fitzpatrick? Jenny Schrader, Democratic congressional candidate in Pennsylvania, is here on Unfiltered.
Here's the pen, here's the X. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print we sign here.
We will apply the immigration laws. We're saying welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us?
Don't worry about the fine print.
Oh my God. Welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us? Yeah, you know, he actually said that. This is what we've become. He was in Janesville, Wisconsin today. You want to hear something a little more recent? After talking about how Kerry voted against funding the troops in Iraq, which is a lie, he talks about the importance of providing for their safety. Count the lies in this little sound clip here. When he mentions body armor, which the troops are having to buy for themselves, hazard pay and health benefits, two benefits he tried to eliminate, and they're not benefits, two compensations to people who have been forced into a combat zone that he tried to eliminate. Hazard duty pay, he tried to eliminate it. Damn it, don't these people he talks to understand that. Health benefits, he tried to eliminate it. Educational benefits in school districts that are comprised primarily of military bases where there's no tax base to draw on. He tried to kill it. But there he stands.
When you put our troops in harm's way, you give them all the support they need.
Oh, you suckers. You suckers. Oh, my God.
That's why I went to Congress last September, a year ago, and said we need $87 billion to support our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. It's important funding, really important funding. It provided for fuel and ammunition, spare parts, body armor, hazard pay, health benefits. That's important.
God, control yourself, Mike. This is a guy who says his philosopher is Jesus Christ. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. His favorite philosopher is Lucifer, Satan, some fanged demon from the deepest, smelliest bowels of hell. How do you stand there in front of people? And how do these morons applaud him? Don't they understand what he has done to the United States military? Don't they understand what he has done to the dependents of people who are in the military? He says he went to Congress and said, I need $87 billion to support our troops in Afghanistan. That is a lie. He went there to get the money for this phony reconstruction that goes into the pockets of the corporations that put him in office. And they applaud him. They applaud him. So he continues his criticism of Kerry and Edwards and their lack of support for the troops, right? Kerry and Edwards, their lack of support for the troops. At least I think that's what he's trying to say here. See if you can figure out what this dry, drunk, drug-using moron is saying.
When you're out rounding the vote, when you're out asking for the vote, remind people of this fact, that only four United States senators voted to authorize the use of force.
What?
And didn't fund it. Did not vote yes to fund our troops.
What?
Four voted authorized force, and then voted no when it came to the supplemental funding. Two of those
for where my opponent is running me.
You see, somebody's talking in his ear. What did he say? Remind people of this fact, that only 4 United States senators voted to authorize the use of force. Play that again. Kathy, cue it up. Play it again. Listen to this gibbering maniac.
When you're out rounding the vote, when you're out asking for the vote, remind people of this fact, that only 4 United States senators voted to authorize the use of force and did not vote yes to fund our troops. 4 voted to authorize force and then voted no when it came to the supplemental funding. 2 of those 4 were my opponent as running mate.
Unbelievable. That's what we're stuck with. We've got to get this guy out of office legally and peacefully. He's got to go. On the fantastic Prime Minister of Iraq that Paul Bremer selected, who is a terrorist himself. Do you know about Alawi? Huh? Have I got time for this? Do you know about Alawi? Dick Cheney got in the case, John Kerry's case yesterday, saying his criticism of Iraqi Prime Minister Alawi showed an appalling lack of respect. That's what Cheney said. A lack of respect. Cheney said, John Kerry is trying to tear down all the good that has been accomplished, and his words are destructive to our effort in Iraq and the global war on terrorists. Prime Minister Alawi said in his speech, and I quote, when political leaders sound the siren of defeatism in the face of terrorism, it only encourages more violence, end quote. So what about Alawi? If anybody would know about violence, Alawi would know. Do you know about this? Do you know about this? Further, the corruption of our own political process reached a high point yesterday in the joint session of Congress that was called together to treat this thug, this Alawi, as if he had any dignity or any political currency whatsoever. Sydney Morning Herald, Sydney, Australia, broke a story. The writer was Paul McGough, a former editor of the paper, based on eyewitness reports. Shortly before Alawi was installed as interim prime minister this past June, he personally executed 6 Iraqis imprisoned for taking part in the resistance to the to U.S. occupation. This filthy pig walked up to them and summarily executed them. This is what the Sydney Morning Herald reported. Quote, the prisoners, handcuffed and blindfolded, were lined up against a wall in a courtroom adjacent to the maximum security block in which they were held. Informants told the Sydney Morning Herald that Alawi shot each young man in the head, as about a dozen Iraqi policemen and 4 Americans from the Prime Minister's personal security team watched in stunned silence. Now, have you heard about this before? In American media? Of course not. Will you ever hear it? No, except right here. Did Chicken Noodle News or any of the Alphabet Networks cover the Alawi story, reveal his terrorism? No. They're too busy calling the election for Bush and pledging their support for him like Sumner Redstone did because he's good for Viacom. In the meantime, this filthy, disgusting murderer, this is like the police chief in downtown Saigon who shot the Viet Cong prisoner. Remember that photo? I mentioned that because the photographer recently died. Alawi was handpicked by the Bush crime family because he is willing to be loyal to these pigs and he is cold-blooded to the nth degree. This is the most ruthless individual they could come up with. Remember, the Bush family are killers, all of them. They practice mass murder. The Bush crime family, the political arm of this thuggish organization, will kill anybody and everybody who gets in their way. And they will hire other people to do it. So they have Alawi. He has been accurately described by one of his former CIA handlers as a man with, quote, blood on his hands, end quote. But our Congress bowed down. They kissed him. They shook his hand. They patted him on his ass. They hugged him. Alawi got his start as an agent of the Iraqi secret police. He started out intimidating other Iraqis in Iraq. And then, according to WSWS.org, after being sent to London, assuming the title of president of the European chapter of the Association of Iraqi Students Abroad, in this capacity, he functioned as a hitman for the Ba'athist regime, Saddam Hussein, hunting down and killing dissidents. In the 70s, he sold his services to the CIA. He got a regular paycheck from Washington. Following our invasion of his country, Alawi returned to Iraq after 3 decades in exile. He bided his time as his cousin, Ahmed Shalabi, the Pentagon's favored stooge, fell from grace and was cast aside. Now, Shalabi, convicted of major fraud in Jordan. Alawi, a paid killer. These people are related. Another crime family, just like the Bushes. He is one of the most widely hated political figures in Iraq. Now, why hasn't John Kerry or any Democrat stated the obvious? Mr. Alawi is a paid stooge who has no popular support. He's an assassin. He's a terrorist. And his selection by the Bush crime family simply confirms the hideous, ugly, filthy, murderous nature of this war. You will not hear this story anywhere in this country. You will not hear it on television. You will not read it in an American newspaper. You will not hear it on the radio except right here. Now, Bunny Pants, commenting on this favorite prime minister, said the following.
I met with the prime minister of Iraq yesterday. He's willing to do the hard work, too.
With a gun.
He came to our country to thank the American people.
God.
He came to our country to thank the moms and dads and husbands of wives of those who have sacrificed for his freedom and America's security. That's what he came to do. He gave a strong speech. He's a strong man.
He's a murderer, just like you, George. He's a killer. He just doesn't giggle the way you do. Now, everybody in Iraq knows this. But you didn't, and neither did I, and neither does America, and neither do the members of our filthy, paid, bought and paid for Congress. Yeah, I'm talking about the Democrats, too. This is disgusting. This is beyond belief. Alawi, a murderer, up close and personal, wet ops, just like Richard Armitage in the U.S. State Department. They know how to kill people very close. Just handcuff them, put a blindfold on them, give me a pistol, and stand back so the brains don't splatter all over you when I pull the trigger.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Niecy was born in Brownfield, Texas in 1971. Tall and lean, young Niecy would put on makeup, dress up in a skirt, sweater, and sneakers, and do cheers as her brothers played basketball outside the house. By the time Niecy reached high school, she realized that she wanted to participate in sports rather than continue to cheer from the sidelines. When Niecy entered Texas Tech University in the early 90s, she had grown to a remarkable 6-foot stature and had developed into a basketball superstar. And in 1996, she won the gold medal as a member of the United States Olympic team. Voted most valuable player by the Women's National Basketball Association and the first woman to ever have her name attached to a commercial basketball shoe, Cheryl Niecy Swoops plays world-class basketball today for the Houston Comets.
Empowering America is sponsored by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by the generous support of AT&T, caring for the communities where we live and work.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
As long as fate is out there busting somebody else's bubble, everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright.
It's about 10 before tomorrow. No, we're 50 minutes into tomorrow. Program engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Tim Einenkalf. Linda Blake answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch of WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. And thanks to Mark Marshall of Maximum Interactive. In the current issue of, I believe it is New Yorker magazine, the writer of this article is quoting Al Gore. And Al Gore is talking about Bush, and I just need to get this in tonight. Gore says, the real distinction of this presidency is that at its core, Bush, is a very weak man. He projects himself as incredibly strong, but behind closed doors, he's incapable of saying no to his biggest financial supporters and his coalition in the Oval Office. He's been shockingly malleable to Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and the whole New American Century bunch. He was rolled in the immediate aftermath of 9/11. He was too weak to resist it. But I think his weakness is a moral weakness. I think he's a bully, and like all bullies, he's a coward when confronted with a force that he's fearful of. His reaction to the extravagant and unbelievably selfish wish list of the wealthy interest groups that put him in the White House is obsequious. The degree of obsequiousness that is involved in saying yes, 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 yes to whatever these people want, no matter the damage and harm done to the nation as a whole, that can only come from genuine moral cowardice. I don't see any other explanation for it, because it's not a question of principle. The only common denominator is each of the groups has a lot of money that they're willing to put in service to his political fortunes and their ferocious and unyielding pursuit of public policies that benefit them at the expense of the nation. Now think about that in the context of Sumner Redstone, the head of Viacom, talking about CBS, the television network that Viacom owns, and Sumner Redstone saying, "Hey, I'm a liberal Democrat, but I'm voting for George Bush this year because the Republican Party is better for Viacom." What Sumner Redstone was saying was, screw America. I don't care about America. I don't care. I will support this neo-Nazi thug, this coward. I'll support him because it might make the coffers of my country, of my company, a little more overflowing. I know that if George Bush is president again, we'll have all kinds of tax dodges. We'll make more money. Screw America. Screw the soldiers. Screw all of you. I run Viacom, and Viacom owns CBS, and I've told people I'm a liberal Democrat, and I still am, but I'm going to support George Bush. You scum sucker! You're just like Zell Miller. You Judas. You Benedict Arnold. I wish there was some way to cancel a person's membership in the Democratic Party, and I could do it. These people would be Democrats no longer. Dinos. Democrat in name only. But that's exactly what Al Gore is quoted as saying in this article in the New Yorker. The only common denominator of all these groups that support Bush is that each of the groups has a lot of money that they're willing to put in service to Bush's political fortunes, and their ferocious and unyielding pursuit of public policies that benefit them at the expense of the nation. And right on the heels of that, you have Sumner Redstone going to Hong Kong and telling all the executives who are meeting there, hey, guess what? George Bush's demand, because George Bush is a Republican, or he says he is, and Republicans will screw America to the floor, but Republicans will make it easy for our company to make money. And we don't care how we make it. We will make it. God. Pat is calling from Miami. Pat, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine. How are you, sir?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Me doing pretty good. I got a couple of questions I'd like to ask you.
Okay.
I'm really undecided about this Bush-Kerry situation.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
But go ahead.
I have some things I'd like to discuss.
Okay, make it quick because we're running out of time.
Okay. Kerry is for the war. He's against the war. Bush is over there doing nothing but killing people. How can one be for it and against it? And how can one be a murderous thug and be over there killing our troops?
I don't know what
so
to tell you.
What I'm trying to say is that neither one of these guys should be president then.
I'm not. First of all you're doing is parroting what you've heard on CNN or MSNBC or Fox or the Limbaugh program. John Kerry has been very clear. He supported giving the President of the United States authority.
Right.
To investigate diplomatic solutions to what was going on in Iraq that Bush immediately threw into the toilet and ordered an invasion. So you've
right.
got your position wrong, pal. Kerry never flip flop. It's George Bush who has flip flopped.
Well, when Kerry was
Pat. Listen, I we're running out of time, and you misrepresent.
No, want to hear the truth.
No, you misrepresent.
Kerry sucks.
Oh, there you go, you little weasel. You see, that's what I hate. The guy comes on my program and tells me he's undecided, and it's obvious from the beginning that he's a damn liar. You see? But I indulge him. I put him on because, you know, he's been in the queue. He's been waiting to get on. You know, it takes me about 13 nanoseconds to figure these punks out. I'm undecided. No, you're not. Your mama might have been undecided, but you're not. Kerry sucks.
Oh, my God. I'm undecided. Mike, count me out. You know, Kerry's a flip-flopper. And you know, you said George Bush is a murderer.
Listen, fool. Vote for Bush, okay, fool? And then watch your job disappear. Watch your family get shredded. Watch the social safety net underneath your useless butt disappear. Go ahead, fool. Vote for him. But don't call me again, okay? Thanks. Kathy's saying to me, hey, here's a guy who's undecided. Yeah. Like I said, his mama might have been undecided, but he's not. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, you got a whole minute. Hey, Marge.
First of all, that chimp, that smirking chimp is nothing but male bovine droppings. You like that?
Yeah, that's great.
That's not original. I borrow that from John Dean in Worse Than Watergate.
Yeah, okay.
What I call about, sir.
And you got 20 seconds, Marge.
Peter Phillips, professor of sociology at Sonoma State University in California.
Yeah.
Has a website, projectcensored.com.
Projectcensored.org. We'll check it out. Marge, you're out of time. Call me Monday, dear.
Have a nice weekend.
Okay, you
if
too.
If I can get through, I will.
Okay, there you go. See you, Marge. Hey, thanks, everybody, for participating. Even the little weasel that called from Miami.
I'm undecided, Mike.
I'll see you all Monday. Have a great weekend. Do take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Hi, I'm a weasel from Miami. I'm undecided.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden. Florida residents are bracing for yet another hurricane to make landfall. Jeff Fine reports from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Residents along Florida's east coast are once again bracing for another hurricane to make landfall this season. Hurricane Jean is currently a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds at 100 miles per hour, but forecasters say it could strengthen before coming on shore sometime Sunday. Mandatory evacuations have been issued from Miami Beach to Florida's Treasure Coast for residents in low-lying areas. I'm Jeff Fine from the National Hurricane Center, Miami.
President Bush ended his campaign week with a rally in Wisconsin. During the rally, President Bush lashed out at Kerry for his critical comments about interim Iraqi Prime Minister Alawi.
Right after the Prime Minister spoke to the United States Congress, right after he gave an important speech, Senator Kerry went out and stood in front of the cameras and questioned Prime Minister Alawi's credibility.
Bush said Kerry should support the interim Iraqi government, not question their credibility. Kerry says the situation in Iraq is not as rosy as Bush says it is. Meanwhile, Kerry is chipping away at President Bush's lead. A new Time magazine poll shows Bush leads Senator Kerry by 6 points compared to an 11-point lead in a similar poll 2 weeks ago. One man is dead and six others recovering after a swarm of killer bees attacked a group of people in a northern Mexican town near the Texas border. Emergency officials say the man slipped into a coma and died after being stung hundreds of times. A 5-year-old boy also remains gravely ill. Authorities